wrong. Now you become like them. Who Ali Sina, ever Sina, who is the father of modern medicine till today. It's not a Ali, he's a inductive scientist. He said about the street woman, and according to statement of law, Hazrat Umme Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a delegation of women went to Nabi sallallahu, and she was the spokeswoman. And she asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, oh Allah's Rasul, our men in this dunya, they don't look at us. When they will get, and your wife is so much more beautiful than the whole world, naturally they will look at your wife. Hazrat Umme Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha was also surprised that we going to be more beautiful than the whole world. So she asked, what be my Rasulullah? How is it that we going to be more? On what account? What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be more ibadah, feeling weak, she's feeling nauseous, we don't concern. We don't realize what she's going. Childbirth is a matter of life and death, especially the first child. And how many women after the first child, they say, never again. Because what they went through, but alhamdulillah, Allah gave them women, they have more children. To bring up the children, tell them, this destroys a person completely. Bad habits. Today, how many people still watching movies at night? And don't sleep early, and on the internet, and watching porn, and watching filth and dirt, it's all destroying a person. So then, if you don't look after your body, ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْجَدْ. So when we look after our deen, just yesterday we were talking by Firoz, that when a person, a mu'min, any mu'min, you can see the nur on his face. He can be dark in complexion. He can be a poor person who hasn't got food also to eat, but the nur. And if your person develops that warmth, for your body, eat good food, have a good healthy lifestyle. Don't be lazy, walk, do work, your body will stay good. And for your ruh, iman and amal salih. This will make your ruh beautiful. It will make your ruh strong. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha one time went to Hukku at the time of death finish. No matter how, you could have spent millions on your health and you could have spent millions on your beauty, but it's now going to the qabr. But your ruh is going to carry on. So, and now the ruh will carry on. For the whom ajrun ghayru mamnun. They will get reward. No end to that reward. It was Darul Uloom Deoband when it started over 150 years. Nobody in the world knew something is happening. One small little place, Deoband, they put a foundation for the madrasa. A person who gave 1 paisa, India paisa, which is very little compared to today's money. And till today, no, you cannot make hisab, you cannot. But there is no accountant that can work out what rewards they are getting. Dunya is nothing. Whether you make profits or billions, when you die, you're going to leave it behind. It doesn't go much. And even if you take it, it's only you have been in your cover. And it will get different. Chinese Falan Fakhruddin Ghazi Rahmatullah, very, very great alim. Tafsir-e-Kabir he has written. What a tafsir he has written. And a great, great philosopher. At the time of his death, Shaitan came and told him, what proof have you got that Allah exists? He was a great philosopher, he presented the proof. Shaitan broke his figure in abundance on the day of Qiyamah when people will be drowning in their sin, sweat. Mother won't want to look at daughter, wife won't look at husband, everyone. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ إِنْ مِنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي. Everyone, who brings Allah? You can't fight Allah? You can't fight Allah. You make all your effort. Who wants to become old? A famous Arabic saying, يَا لَيْتَ الشَّبَابْ يَعُودْ. Why only my youth can come back again? Can youth ever come back to a person? Who would like to become old? Nobody wants to become old. All want to be. Then he does his operation. One patient, everything done, they gave chloroform, he bent over to start the operation, he died of a heart attack. Who is such a good cardiologist, his own heart is not in his control. Where is the heart of other people? In one world conference, they heard of cardiologists. The world's top. cardiology. Poor sites in the world are in developed countries, first world countries. They got everything. What are they short of? But they're committing suicide. And the least suicides are in developing countries. Even if they're not Muslims, people who are living in the villages, in the jungles, they don't commit suicide. They're living a peaceful life. We have been fooled. From this dunya, what is going to get finished is going to deceive you. You will think about this dunya. Suddenly you'll see dunya is gone. Our life in this dunya is like a bubble on the water. And the bubble just bursts anytime. Everything is over. So husne zahir ka tu agar jayega, to pani will flow down. And everything of this body will go one. When mort came, they didn't prepare for anything. Qala rabbi rji'uni. They will see now the truth. Farishtas come. Dunya will go away from them. Akhir will open. They will then say, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدُهُمْ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِ. Oh Allah, tell me, Allah has sent Tabligh Jamaat. How much they explain to us? Take a lesson. Change our lives and prepare for the eternal life. Understood my message? So what from our dunya side, Allah showed us the spiritual side which we cannot see. How beautiful in the surah Allah Ta'ala is explaining. So for that reason, make Punjabi food by Malala is hard. That's why we came. No, we didn't come. Why did we came? For our own worry and for the worry of our brothers. The spiritual diseases which are cancerous, which are worse than needing a artery bypass, worse than that, our spiritual diseases. So how do you end to recognize them? And then to looking around at us, how terrible the sicknesses we got. And we're not worried to treat them. They have to be treated. And they can be. And wallah, I say, in this times of hours of today, how many people treated themselves? And today, mashallah, they have got wonderful lives. Right? How many people who are with us, they were having problems, but wallah, many people feel that if a person flies, then he is very big, pious person. Our elders say, the fly is flying always. So when you fly in the air, make you a big person, then you become better to fly. And you say, Mr. Fly, you are a very big, pious thing.
And go against the wooden shoe to that person.
Karamat Rauliya Haqqa. They are karamat of the awliya. But then our object is Quran in hand. It is possible many things like that happen, the awliya, the karamat, but that is not what we have done. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalan yuqarribuna ila hubbik. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها. Implication of that. And these were our great qadams. We can't understand what position Allah Ta'ala has given our great qadama. One time, one judge, when the British were ruling India, he told Maulana Mahmood al-Hassan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he makes decisions very easy and he doesn't have to go back again and think. Allah guides him to make the right decision. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ فُرْقَانًا. A person who has got taqwa, Allah gives him furqan. Furqan, the ability to differentiate. You don't have doubts, but say, do this today, tomorrow. Just to consider it, no, tomorrow. And
Allah says, yes, yes, through you, I will accept, through you, I will take people to task, and through you, I will give the rewards. So here it shows the mizaj, the temperament. A person ought to have the temperament of deen. Deen is not becoming, unfortunately, we become a departmental thing, that we're making one start in our life, and when we come to the masjid, we have one, like, both of you will go and find, inna hauna. We are sitting over here, we're not going to come forward. Unlike the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Hazrat Miqdad bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, that on a battle of Badr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried. This clan of 313 Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and when the Sahabi saw the figure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood up and he said, oh, now